Unit 2, page 29, exercise D. Time bank. Going to the bank or using online banking is something we are all familiar with. Whenever I hear the word bank, I always think about people who are standing in line, talking to the bank teller, or taking a loan. However, there is a completely different kind of bank, called the time bank, which many people haven't heard of. It all began in 1973 in Japan when Teruko Mizushima thought of a community project using time as an alternative to money. Unlike banks that offer money services, the time bank offers time and skills. This means that for each hour you give others, you get an hour from someone else. In this hour, you can help others who don't have the time or the skills to do something they need to do. The time bank can help people in many ways. For instance, dog owners who don't have time to walk their dogs are an example of a problem that the time bank can help solve. It does not involve any special skills and can be done by almost everyone. However, there are also types of help which do require skills. For example, if you know how to repair a washing machine, you can help someone who does not know how to do this and get something you need in return. The Time Bank project also has people who help run it. One of the things they do is interview those who want to take part in the project to see what they need and what they can offer, trying to find a match between a need and a person who can answer it. All the hours in the time bank are considered equal. An hour based on time is worth the same as an hour based on skill, because each answers another person's needs. Time banks are a huge success. As a result, more and more time banks are popping up all over the world, including Israel. However, only time will tell if they are here to stay.